Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to another episode of Funk Radio. This is your host, Kyle.
And that's your host, Kyle.
And that's your host, Peter.
And I'm your host, Peter.
Yay. I apologize, listeners, if I sound a bit more raspy than normal, which is saying a lot. I had some sort of flu, cold, Ebola virus hybrid a week ago, and I am left with a bit of a sore throat and a cough. So,
yay.
If I cough into your faces, I imagine I'm coughing into the faces of all the listeners. We're taking a bit of a weird sidestep today in Funk Radio. We're going to talk about video games, which I don't know if we've ever talked about on this show before.
We have.
Oh, cool.
A couple of times, but not anytime recently.
Okay.
Actually, if I go to getyourfunk.com, listeners, because I don't remember, if I type in video games, just like you can, we've done video games a couple of times, but not that much. But well, I won't tell you listeners what it is. You'll have to go find it yourself.
At getyourfunk.com. Also, give us money. Give me money because I'm sick. Because
that's totally going to happen.
I need money for cold medicine.
In all seriousness, we've done two different video game soundtrack reviews in the past. And then we had one almost 5 years ago now where we were wondering why there wasn't more funk music in video games. But
oh yeah,
that's not what we're talking about today.
Sadly. No, today we're actually talking about music-based video games. That is to say, video games where music is sort of a gameplay mechanic.
Yeah.
We came up with a handful of games that we could think of. Apparently this type of game actually does have a name, or this genre, I should say, does have a name. They're called rhythm games or rhythm action games. And
I've never heard that term.
I know, I haven't either, but research, yay. They're usually categorized as a game that challenges the player's sense of rhythm, where the game focuses around dance or rhythmic button presses or performances that basically is meant to challenge the player in almost like an arcade style way, you know, high score kind of thing, as opposed to something more story driven.
Well, I'm sure our listeners won't argue with the topic about rhythmic movements.
I can't. I have no rhythm, so I'm just gonna put it right out there. I was bad at any and every one of these games. Many of these different rhythm games actually include multiplayer modes that allow players to compete with each other for, say, the highest score or to get furthest in the level, as well as sometimes have the players cooperate and try to synchronize their movement, so to speak, to achieve a greater goal, I guess.
Two players with synchronized rhythmic movements?
Yeah.
That sounds appealing.
Now these rhythm games are actually fairly varied, I guess, in their, how do I say it, gameplay mechanics. Some are as simple as, you know, they're a regular console game where you use a controller. Some require some sort of apparatus that's sold with the game.
Or actual body movement.
Yeah, or actual body movement recorded with like a motion sensor thing like the Wii. And others like Dance Revolution are basically arcade style games that require this very complicated like mat thing. So in doing research on these types of games, the first game that I could find that was kind of considered one of these rhythm-based games is a game that came out in 1996 on the Sony PlayStation called Parappa the Rapper.
You actually had heard of this before, and I had not.
Yes.
And you were telling me how you had heard of it.
Yeah, so to say that this game is a little weird is a fucking understatement. You basically play like a hip-hop dog who's being taught how to rap by a talking onion, and then you're trying to do it to win over your girl that you like, who is a flower. It's made by Konami, if that helps get your sense of how fucking weird this is at all. Konami is known for Metal Gear Solid, among other things. So, in the game, like I said, you play this beanie-wearing dog called Parappa. You have to make your way through these game's six stages, where this talking onion guy, who is your teacher, raps, and you have to match what he raps by pressing certain buttons on the PlayStation controller, you know, X, square, circle, whatever. By hitting these I don't know, sequences correctly, you increase your you rapping meter, which then can determines your performance as a ranking from awful, bad, good, or cool. By staying on the beat, players will stay in the good ranking area, whereas if they, you know, miss hit something or they don't hit something in the proper time, they go down. Once they get enough cool points, or they can keep their rating up to cool, they're taken to like another section of the level where they're allowed to kind of freestyle to get more points. It's almost like, it's almost like, you know, like I assume at some point you played the Tony Hawk games, where if you like, you know, do so well in getting points and doing tricks, it'll give you like extra time to do some crazy tricks to add on to your score as like a multiplier. It's okay. Kind of that same idea.
Is this really considered the first, like,
it was, it rhythm, came out,
whatever the
it,
frick they call them? Rhythm game? Music-based video game?
Yeah, it's funny because I honestly thought, like, Dance Dance Revolution was going to be the first because that's kind of like the godfather of these types of games. But no, Parappa the Rapper came out 2 years earlier.
Well, So when this topic first hit my brain, I remember I just messaged you quickly one morning. I was like, hey, we should think about this. I was thinking, oh, I'm sure there's something back in like the 80s or something, some arcade game that was the first.
Not really. Not
that I didn't. I realized that 90s, like as late as 96, was really kind of the first one with this. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, but the reason I was familiar with this game really quickly was when I had a PlayStation. I don't know if a lot of your listeners are old enough to remember. PlayStations used to come with these things called demo discs, which would have like 10 to 20 games on them, but it would only be like the first level, and it would kind of give you like, hey, here's all the games you can buy now that you have a PlayStation. It's funny because systems don't really do that anymore. I remember Parappa the Rapper was one of the games that came on one of the demo discs, and I played the first level and I was like, what the fuck is this game? This is stupid. And like, never played it again.
So I think the question all the listeners are wondering now, Kyle, is how many cool points did you get?
Oh, I got all the cool points. I made it to cool land. It's so funny because this entire game is like a bad Japanese interpretation of like American hip hop culture, which makes it kind of amazing. The next game to come out that I would kind of think is more the one that everybody knows is Dance Dance Revolution. This game series was made by Konami, and I guess they had a music division of their video game enterprise called like Benami or something. I don't know. It's weird.
So Konami also made Parappa as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, I guess they were branching out. So Dance Dance Revolution actually came out in 1998 in Japan, and it came to North America and Europe in 99, which is funny because that seems a lot later than I would have assumed a game like that would have come out, you know, especially with like arcades kind of being more popular in like the late 80s, early 90s. Now, if you want to go play Dance Dance Revolution, you can do so at your local Dave & Buster's.
I thought you were going to say like your local museum, but I guess maybe it's still a thing. I don't know.
Dave & Buster's, I mean, that's kind of the only major like arcade place that's around anymore, you know, besides like Chuck E. Cheese.
And you get thrown out of those all the time.
Oh my God. I remember I had my birthday, like 11th birthday party or something at Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid. And you know, they used to, I don't know if they still do, but they had the animatronic band. Our table had a bunch of balloons because it was my birthday. So me and my friends were all taking the balloons off and letting them go and shooting them at the band as they were playing.
Oh my God.
And some of the balloons like landed on like on the animatronic figures and stuff. And we were really stupid.
Of course you did that.
So yeah, Dance Dance Revolution, the way it works for, you know, the five of you that don't know, is you stand on a pad and there's four directional arrows up, down, left, and right. And on the screen, these arrows kind of rain down in some sort of sequential order, and you have to tap your feet on the pads that match with the arrows when they, you know, I don't know, line up in a certain spot or something. And obviously the game gets progressively harder and faster as you get better at it. Players are judged by how well they can time their dance patterns to that's presented to them on the screen. And you can dance to tons of different songs. It's usually like, you know, EDM or weird Japanese songs or whatever. But yeah, this, I remember this game was like huge when, even when I was in high school, like all the nerd kids like would constantly go and try to find DDR machines and play them. I was never that good, partially because I don't have rhythm, partially because you have to have like very loose hips to kind of move your feet around that much, and I didn't, so I'd fall over.
You have very rigid hips.
I kind of do, actually. It's not good.
So Dance Dance Revolution, obviously, yeah, it started. It was, so I guess that's, well, it's only, I guess it's only the second one in this list, so it doesn't mean much, but it's the first one in this list that really was big as an arcade game rather than an in-home console game.
Yeah,
now, exactly. Did they make, I feel like they made an in-home version of it at some point.
I guarantee that that kind of game is probably on every system, you know, once they figured out a way to make a home version of it. It's like right. The simplest game in the world. So, yeah, I guarantee.
Get like a plastic mat with sensors on it.
Exactly.
Dance on.
I guarantee there's home versions of Dance Dance Revolution.
Now, next is Guitar Hero / Rock Band. Now, aren't those, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't those two different games from two different game studios that are competing?
I didn't know they were from two different game studios. I know they were two different games.
I could be wrong. I assumed that they were competing games.
Rock Band was made by Harmonix Music Systems. And Guitar Hero was made by, developers. Harmonix developed it in 2005 to 2007, but then it reverted to Neversoft. Looks like Guitar Hero kind of bounced around a lot. Harmonix made the original one, but then it bounced over to Neversoft, which then got bought by Activision, so then it became Activision. Yeah, interesting. So yeah, so we're kind of both right. Harmonix did make Guitar Hero and Rock Band, but Guitar Hero bounced around.
Interesting.
Whereas it looks like Rock Band stayed with Harmonix.
I didn't realize that they originated from the same group.
Yeah, once you get into the, like the weird histories of video game companies, it's kind of confusing. They get bought and their names changed and they get absorbed. You know, if you don't have a successful game within like 2 years, you get bought by some other company. So yeah, these series of games were made by Harmonix and distributed by Activision, where the players, for Rock Band, for those of you who don't know, players play like a guitar-shaped controller that has, I think, five like buttons that kind of represent frets of a guitar. And kind of similar to Dance Dance Revolution, they're like little symbols are shown on each of the five what are supposed to be the strings of the guitar. And you have to hit the buttons on the guitar neck in sequence while also like strumming this little, I don't know what you call it, like flicky thing that's supposed to kind of represent strumming the strings.
Yeah.
And Rock Band was kind of just an evolution of that, where it brought in, along with the guitar, there was like, what, drums and a singing thing, like a microphone.
That's what a singing thing is called, yes.
Shut up, Peter. So yeah, these games basically were the first games to kind of create this faux band or musical apparatus to play with the game. I remember when you would get Guitar Hero, you'd get Rock Band, it'd be in this big-ass box. The games were made for consoles, you know, PlayStation 3 or whatever it was when it came out, and Xbox 360. I remember Guitar Hero and Rock Band being really big when we were in college. I think it was either Dan or Alex even had a copy of one.
Oh yeah, we play that all the time.
Yeah, we would play Rock Band all the time at the apartment, and I remember it was so funny because every time I would try to do the vocal portion, so with the vocal portion, it shows this little carrot and it shows like a pitch line that you're kind of supposed to hit, and as this you know the song goes, you're supposed to hit these different pitches. But when I would sing into the microphone, because of how my voice is, the little carrot would just vibrate up and down like insanely fast because it was registering two different pitches. So I literally would like get 0 points every single time I sang. And I'm just like,
why would we give you the mic then?
We tried it like maybe like a handful of times, and I tried a couple of songs that I thought I could sing halfway decent. And I'm just like, this game is discriminatory.
That's pretty funny.
Against people with weird voices.
I remember doing pretty good vocals on "Living on a Prayer."
Yeah,
a number of times.
Yeah, no,
that was
one
of my go-tos.
Surprisingly, I was really good at the drums. I was really good at keeping a beat on drums more than even a guitar. Maybe I should have been a drummer.
I was pretty good at drums too.
Yeah. I remember the drums because you had the four drums, but you also had like the fake kick drum that you had to hit the little pedal.
Yeah.
But that series of games was really fun and crazy popular for like probably almost 10 years, I'd have to say.
So we've been talking quite a bit. Should we take a very quick break, Kyle?
I think we should.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Peter.
Do you know what a website is?
No.
It's a thing on the internet, and you can go there, and it's fun.
Is that where I can find things to do?
Yes, you can find things to do there. getyourfunk.com is a website for Funk Radio, and you can find our episodes there, and you can listen to them, and you can download them, and we have a tip jar. Do you like money, Kyle?
I love money.
Well, people will give us money there at getyourfunk.com.
Yay!
Do you have a favorite episode of Funk Radio?
I like the one about butts.
Well, at getyourfunk.com, you can use the search bar and type in butts, and it'll pull up our episode that we did a while back about butts.
Yay!
And now back to our previously scheduled content.
Welcome back. What is the next one on this list? I do not recognize the name.
Yeah, the next one, it's definitely a very, very indie game. I've seen gameplay footage of it, but I've never played it myself. I just felt it needed to be included in the list because I've heard of it, kind of. It's a video game developed for the PSP, the PlayStation Portable, which, for those of you that don't know, is a semi-popular but now kind of failed handheld system made by Sony. Patapon came out for the original PSP back in like 2006. In the game, okay, do you remember the game for GameCube called Pikmin?
Vaguely, yes.
Where you control like these weird little like flower, I don't know what they were, like flower nymph things.
Yeah, and, like, I don't think I ever played it, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah,
sort of remember it.
That gameplay of like, oh, you kind of control this like little mass of creatures that, you know, you have fight for you. That's kind of how Patapon is. It's a game where the player controls these little warrior minions dudes, but the way that they get them to attack is by inputting specific sequences on the controller, same as PSP is the same controller system kind of as the PlayStation, so square, circle, right. X, triangle, whatever. And by inputting these specific sequences, the player communicates with the little dudes through like a sort of a drum rhythm, and these sequences order these little tribe of guys to move forward, to attack, to defend, to do other things. If the player like doesn't put in the right sequence or puts in like a series of inputs that's not really a sequence, it actually gets them to stop what they're doing because they become confused. The whole point is to continually put in proper sequences and kind of keep the beat going, but, you know, telling him, hey, attack, defend, fall back, whatever. I guess that's actually kind of where the game gets its name. Patapon is actually a Japanese, like, onomatopoeia for, like, a drum sound. Makes sense. Like, how we have, like, ba-dum-ts for, like, that, you know, silly,
right,
whatever, joke drum thing. It's kind of similar to that in Japanese language. So, yeah, the gameplay is pretty interesting, especially for, like, a handheld game, you know, putting in these sort of rhythmic inputs to control your players, I guess. The game's kind of, like, side-scrolling, like, kind of like Mario or something, but it has this really interesting sort of black ink art style, almost like if you ever played Limbo, that indie game for Steam. Kind of similar to that, but not as dark and eerie. So that's basically the gameplay of the game. It's a weird little indie game. It was fairly popular at the time. I think they may have had a sequel. If anybody still has a PSP, I guess go buy that game, but I don't know anybody that does. So it's kind of useless now, I suppose.
So this is not one that you played, correct?
No, unfortunately. I've seen gameplay of it, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting, but I never thought to play it. It's cute. Cute little game.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, we only have one more on the list. I will say at this point that this is not meant to be exhaustive by any means.
No. There's plenty of other rhythm games out there. I just picked a handful that either I've played or that I knew were really popular.
Mm-hmm. So with that, what's the last one?
The last one is Just Dance series, which is a motion-based dancing game that I think was popularized. I don't know if it wasn't really popularized by the Wii. I think it was the Xbox 360 because it had that motion sensor thing, right? I don't know. Peter, help me.
Yes. I think Just Dance only has existed since that happened.
I know, similar to Guitar Hero, it seems like they have like a new one every freaking year.
Yeah. I think they even named them with like the year name.
Yeah, I think you're right. Just Dance was actually developed by Ubisoft. The series title was derived from a Lady Gaga song of the same name. Which is funny because that song didn't appear until the fifth game.
Okay.
Obviously, they stole the song name. They couldn't get the rights to the song. It was originally released in 2009 on the Wii, PS3, and Xbox 360. So
I think because you were saying like the motion tracking games. So I think you can only play it like on. Fuck, I don't even know what those things are called anymore. The like PS Move, I think, is that one, and the Xbox
Connect.
Connect, yeah, that's what it was. So you need those
peripherals,
apparatuses to play.
Mm-hmm. And the Wii already has its own because that's the whole point of the system,
right?
So,
but yeah, this is kind of unique in this list in that it actually tracks your dance movements even more so than Dance Dance Revolution because it's more than just where you're stepping on the ground. It's your actual like movement of your body and your arms and legs and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Of all the games on here, I've never played a Just Dance game. Probably because I can't dance, so I figured why try. So
those rigid hips.
You know what's kind of funny? I was looking at the Just Dance series of games. They do have a Just Dance 2018, so that obviously means the games are still being made. This would be a really interesting game for VR.
Oh.
Because
that's interesting.
The VR, those VR controllers for like the HTC Vive and the Oculus, them combined with the sensors, like are by far the most accurate readings of your body movements. Like
right.
That, this kind of game would be prime for that, I would think, right?
I wonder if that, is that already a thing?
Let's find out.
Just Dance VR. Ubisoft confirms Just Dance will have a VR release.
Yeah, there's a prototype.
I guess that's because before you mentioned that, I was thinking, well, how much farther can it go than like literally tracking your actual dance movements? But
true,
I guess it can do so more in a virtual reality setting.
True. Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
It's funny. I have a PS4 Pro and I've been thinking actually about getting the PlayStation VR. The headset is like $150 though. So it's something I got to save up, I guess.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, that I don't know. VR has always kind of intrigued me. I remember trying my coworker's Oculus, and I was like, "This is amazing." So,
I've never tried any
really
VR headset.
Really, you should look into the PlayStation one because I don't think you can do like some of the really intensive games, but I know the regular PlayStation works with the headset as well.
I looked into it briefly when I got my PS4, but they're like. More than the system, it's like what, $400 or $500?
Okay, so the headset by itself, without the stupid little PlayStation dildos you hold in your hands.
But you need those too, right?
I guess that's how it shows your hand movements. That is expensive. That's stupid. So the headset by itself is $250, but with the sticks and all that other shit, it's like $400. Damn, that's expensive.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Not including the system itself.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I won't get into a whole discussion about VR, but anyway, yeah, that's kind of an interesting way to think about it. And I did kind of want to close out this episode with talking a little bit just about like, not the role of music in video games in the sense of like soundtracks, but it actually being the gameplay itself, how it has been and like
perhaps where it could go in the future. And I guess VR was a good way to.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely exploded in the last decade, from like 2010 to now. I mean, shit, you could have like you could kind of have like Rock Band VR. How cool would that to be like?
That'd be pretty great.
Rock Band VR, you put on the headset, you have the drums in front of you or something, and it actually makes it look like you're on a stage. That would be pretty
dope.
That'd
be really fun.
Like, legit.
Yeah.
That almost seems prime for VR, just like Just Dance does.
Yeah, it's this is kind of an interesting side topic, I guess.
Yeah.
Using music as a gameplay mechanic and mm-hmm. something where, even if they're not necessarily musically inclined, the everyday person can still like understand the mathematical patterns or the rhythms or whatever.
Yeah.
And use it for entertainment, and that's kind of fun.
And that's kind of a good point too. One, I guess probably because it's kind of its own genre in and of itself, but one thing we didn't really talk about is karaoke games. I mean, there's been karaoke bars since like the 70s and 80s, but I don't know if you consider those real video games, so to speak.
Well, I wouldn't really consider karaoke to be a video game unless there are karaoke
games. There are karaoke video games, but they were spawned because of the original karaoke bars, I guess, they had in the.
We should do an episode on karaoke.
That would be kind of interesting, actually.
I never thought of that.
The history of karaoke.
Yeah, I'm writing that down.
Do it.
I don't care if you listeners want to hear it or not. We're going to do it.
We're doing it.
I think we've talked quite a bit. I'm a little disappointed that it didn't start earlier. I was really hoping to find some really like quirky old thing that kind of started this trend.
I know.
In video games, but
Parappa the Rapper is pretty quirky and weird, but I mean,
yeah,
you got to think about it this way though. I mean, the most basic of arcade games like Pong and Asteroids weren't really big until the late 70s, early 80s. So if there was any music-based games, I wouldn't imagine they would have the technology for that even until the late 80s. So.
Yeah. That's kind of when I was vaguely thinking there might be something, but.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there is something, we missed it. If we did, tell us on Facebook, listeners, at facebook.com/getyourfunk. Or if you don't give a shit, then go to getyourfunk.com and listen to other stuff. It is finally the end, listeners. We will disappear from existence until next time, and hopefully Kyle will be better from his sickness.
Yes. Yeah.
That's been your host, Kyle. And this has been your host, Peter. You have been the listeners, and we will be back. Now you got me doing it.
Yes,
we will be back
contagious.
Next time for more things.
Bye. We love you. Wish us well.